Book 1, Chapter 1. This time we are both. The old thaw is inert, everything set again in snow, that insomnia, that apathy. We must learn to endure the insecurity as we read the felt need for a love intrigue. There is no person. He or she was appeared and withdrawn. There is relationship, but it lacks simplicity. People are very aggressive, and every week more so. The Soviet colonel appearing in such of our stories. He is sentimental and duck-footed. He is held fast. He is in his principles. But here is a small piece of the truth. I am glad to greet you. There, just with a few simple words, it is possible to say the truth. It is so because often men and women have their sense of honor. Chapter 2. No form at all. It's impossible to imagine its being seen from above, nor sense of time, because work is only done discontinuously. I had no sense of making an impression. The blue shadows and footprints and a diffused pink or green light between them on the saturated park were soaking the snow. A reflection of the violent word mirror, painted green, was mirrored, warped on a stretch of deserted ice. All my memories then, as Leningrad lay like the shallow sheets of water banked by rubble and melting snow which covered the field in the northern housing district of the city, across which we were often walking toward the housing blocks in winter, its surface wildly broken by the light. Something impossible to freeze with the very lack of thing, dusk as it continued to be. In the evenings particularly, we made notes and took dictation in anticipation of writing a short Russian novel, something neither invented nor constructed, but moving through that time as I experienced it, unable to take part personally in the hunting, taking patience in suddenness, even sleeping in preparedness and sadness. No paper for books. I had lost all sense of forming expressions. No paper at all in the South, and the butcher stuffs pieces of greasy black beef into the women's purses. Other links exist on other levels between our affairs. Chapter 3. Something hangs in the drawing room, and it's green. A painted herring hung where it's harder to recognize. I slept there in a corner on the sofa called America. In a bed near the Viborg by a crowbar with a magpie dog duo singing a ballad without the neighbors shaking out his blanket. I dreamed I was walking somewhere in the Crimea with my mother when we met two soldiers and their man in handcuffs. He was a criminal of passion. The riddle depending upon delayed recognition of a thing like a herring, Armenian, a maiden name, a visa. I answered the top man at the consulate and said the word was meritor, rubble. So you see that our people must squat in their ditch and speak of beauty. The enemy freezes to its trees. The old woman who survived had to have been witches, said Misha. Bitches, said Arkady Trumivovich. The crime of passion is our Soviet kindness. Chapter 4. A person's hypersensitivity is no longer witty, and in the Russian novel is an obverse of a person, a complete entity with a voice its own droning, with its nose pressed against the wall. The wall was intuitively placed between the breasts, not having possession but being pressed. And we are conscientious with age, one ought to gain something besides weight. Height? Adherence? There's a lot of waiting in the drama of experience. Now cold is suddenly springing from the floorboards, travelers buying the brooms of birches. More than once, as I write, you'll find yourself reading of the weather and Leningrad light. The next morning it was -8 degrees, and our sense of the passage of time was mild, since our time had no destination. Chapter 5. We are occupied with production, but there are times of mute people, a dim housing block, the substance of igloo, asleep somewhere between crumbling and construction, a thing called sleep, a dream in which Stalin enters it. People are told to renovate the means by which they satisfy their material wants, and that's not art. All light ruins white. Whom then to love? What? How could one's love one's life if it were new? The famous emigre is a bourgeois lyricist. Why not? Said Lydia Yakovlevna. To the post office, then the apothecary. If there can be socialist realism, then there can surely be bourgeois lyricism. Chapter 6. Arkadya Trofimovitch wrote from 1:30 to 3, white and no degree. Enormous angry cows and furious magpies waited for a dog under the trees, with a name like Polkin to be called. A colonel on the snow passed babushkas on their bench, with the mineral water cold from iron. He would pull off his huge coat to cover the child on the rails. A sentence and its passivity, its metonymy. Then Vitya arrived, slow discussion with him, effacement, orientation, syllogism, retardation. I can't say whether the person was appeased or never existed. About something which is nothing, for example, we can say he is don't sew a sleeve to a cunt, fixed white. Chapter 7. One person believes in nothing and another dislikes poetry. They don't present equal dangers to society. The lowness of the light stole the field from its shadows. An old babushka on the ice atop the ridge of snow, packed beside the street, in deed and word. She was hissing, and a pedestrian screaming, "What are you doing up there, you stupid old woman?" The shouting Samaritan jerked the granny to safety. She was hissing like a street cat, not snakily, an engine, an omen of weddings. An habitual association with daily aesthetic impressions, an omen of the love of art and its social functioning, an orb standing for an orbit, the old woman still standing in the street. Chapter 8. This is not seen as something else. This is not seen, not in a dramatic sense, standing as a voluptuary developed in a wooden box clutched from frost. Well, I would like to lose all my bad habits, but never in my life have I had so little opportunity for doing so. Gray or white with objectivity, which slides out, written, at times human experiences appear more dramatic to others than they do to the person who is having them, but as if waiting, as if lacking a self to improve, an instrumental. I am settled in the shadows at the corner of the bed. I am reprimanded by Zina that the light is bad, but I had nothing to link to it. A sex static and tingling of oblivion and description, the child of my father, but not me. Chapter 9. There is a room in Pushkin's small house at Pavlovsk, and it's the same yellow, somewhat sentimental, or really so, after the palace. Sentimental asides, the locking of asides. Snow was falling in the yard around the hard currency hospital of the same color. The rubles, too, as thick as snowflakes. And here, at my windows, said Arkadya Trofimovitch, it is my west. But where was Pushkin's bed? He can't decide what he decides. Two anti-Semites thundering about north guys and blue eyes and black guys. They were drumming on Sasha's side. His face was pale, the skin thin and dry, his eyes full, but of what he couldn't say. Asleep and awake, awful nights. More idiots, said the colonel, almost catching the intonation of the cab driver. Pushkin remains himself, but what self has he to remain? Chapter 10. Misha, we too will submit to our lot. There's a false opposition between art and reality. Misha! Oh, answered Misha. Your brain wouldn't even serve as a file folder, a false correspondence with life. You're right, Mitya. It contains too little, and yet it contains too much. But it's naive to refuse to acknowledge that one thing is art and another belongs to reality. And let's assume that there's only reality, the sense of accumulation and of the increase of probability. There are no opposites. There's no sense in worrying about imitation, since the situation, after enough time, can't help but sit and increase, as it does. Agoraphobic and sweating, people swollen in buses. A schoolboy submitted among thighs to the swelling, and slept under cat stream within cabbage. I hate to leave a place just before, during, or immediately after a storm. Chapter 11. With exhilarating humility, we watched the accumulating snow, the shifting of greenish drifts, the yellow silent wind, not defiant but obsequious and storm at kitchen window. Money is not unlucky, but a whistling man is luckless in money. What then if snow is the abundance of an accounting? No objects of metonymy, of economy. A colonel's daughter drew in the frost like a vandal to the colonel. The wolves whistled in the forest near Pavlovsk. Little Dima bravely raced toward the palace parking lot, a poetry and with fear of authority, as if that were your sole justification, in itself, not in what you wrote. Simple being, simple agoraphobic being. Its meals, their daily huntress. Chapter 12. Almost blue horseradish in great sadness, mute painting and articulate painter. The colonel said to his wife that they were cutting his pay to cover the cost of a panzer tank he'd lost in the maneuver. Well, Misha said, as they say, you slide down the slope bare-assed and stop yourself with your brick. Siberia starts 20 minutes from there. Slivers of meat whittled from a frozen slab stored on the windowsill, but with an incomplete gesture and unfinished phrase, we are among things on which reality has been slowly settling and has then dusted away. An hour after power soup, pieces of an unfamiliar fish and pickles scattered over rice. The second smoke in Soviet cooking is a blue one. Smoke, condiment, and bread. They are enclosed in such simple understanding that going outright and then for milk involved an unintelligible belief in everything. I simply couldn't manage the incorporation of what I know, or was in the process of knowing. As they say, black is a color that glitters, and blue is a black that doesn't glitter. Chapter 13. The sleeves of the dress and the spread. Your back is beautiful, he had said. Ahead of memory, sulfur sifting through the lines, pale rocks the size of eggs. I remembered riding a sledge between horses' legs. Gavronsky, inflated with pleasure, had his back turned. Arkadya Trofimovich waded through the mud. The old woman never tethered his goat, he said, her husband at the window yelling for his pay. The old woman took her wine with her mouth to the mud. There are nationalists, there is a city, an enthusiastic sum, a head of meat, and women with or without sympathy. Are they in lines? Spoons. Chapter 14. Women do have a sense of humor, and sense of utensil. Steaming bus. Things bringing our being into proximity with themselves, a woman interesting a man in herself because of what women like. There are letters and place. One could long for someone right there with one and not be able to eat at all. That is a transition or a desire for one. It's most contemporary when in the least time it covers the greatest space. Nothing muffled in memory. It was a day without anything seeming to have priority, and many of the people were simply stolid, suspicious, not by habit but by design. While waiting to see how much could change. It couldn't repeat itself, but we could. Nothing in sequence, nothing in consequence. The same thing happens every day, and then one day, it fails to happen. Chapter 15. As emotional as the thumb and beyond in the sun, rose snow fell. The sun was only at thumb height, the river, the never over Nevsky, a city that doesn't sit. In light that never gathers, enormous, gorgeous, your thumb. It isn't patience because it isn't waiting. Society, and upon it, tattoo. The thumb is not nature. No more have I thought, nor youth, but diameter I have, and the thumb for adherence. It's not a career, not in our sense, in our difference. Chapter 16. The chance unsettled, though I was really trying to do so. Snow, -2 degrees. Paper falls to the floor, and its author must sit on it. We must all sit again before going a distance. But I think it's not orthodox. I was thinking of an awful eroticism, even of prison. Then the colonel, a man from the village, for the first time travels from the provinces. He arrives safely in Leningrad by train and takes a cab. He sweats down his cheeks from his fur hat. Without conclusion. Three Vanyas living on a farm, Long Vanya, Flat Vanya, and Dr. Ivan. Another idiot, mutters the cab driver, another idiot. A draft of an opinion on poverty. It is winter and the kidneys are booming. Chapter 17. Let's consider subjectivity, but relieved of self. It's like a child, all eyes or gun. The new mafia has guns. His mafia, said Sergei, but mine would know him. It's not expensive at all, 500 rubles, 1,000 for someone important. A magnificent stairway to a small overhang. In the corners the masons met. Pierre, I don't know one of this name. Pashka in Africa. Africa. Jews and masons. They are the responsible ones. North guys are good guys with blue eyes. The Sashlik repulsive. I covered my eyes, Sima said. Little guys. I drank 2 tablespoons of Uva Ursa tea and ate a digestive pill. Little sons, she said. It isn't our Soviet problem to get these Western guys killed. Chapter 18. My yellow is translucent in its Cuban grapefruit. The knife of solicitude, the invasion of solace. One is hesitant by intruding. A man says, say something. It's a sex of inquiry. It's the sub-vocalization of bed, or a nest of America. Slava was insisting that I should bomb Cuba. You should. It's Soviet. Did they fascinate that? Do we separate it? It was a big field on which a Ghanese guy was kicking and a great crowd thickening, thinking. I remember it as heartening. Castro was there. I remember it as beatnik. Chapter 19. No stop. Proponents of necessity in defiance of mud. What of the history we take? What are you saying? Says the damp colonel. Can you answer riddles? Of course I can. Son of my father, but not me. Who isn't? -3 degrees, white frost on the trees. Realism is very optimistic. What is warranted? The old director at the Film Institute rises from his chair and drops to the floor to sit on a film strip. Rejection of transparency. 300 drummers inducing pregnancy. Our result was Ivan the Terrible, Dima said. Okay, I don't know. Chapter 20. At night, the nightingale will torment us with its mercurial phosphorescent singing. Yet again, propagandists are saying they must drain St. Petersburg. They want to build a dike and block a conduit. Still, said Arkady, I've never been drawn to the soil, so my mother says I'm a true bastard. A dream. Brine. Ozone. Our swamp sleeps in our cellars. Sleep is the cutting edge of inertia. I received compensation for the insomnia which had bothered me for weeks, but awake I wasn't alert. In fact, I was nervous and suppressed. Yet both awake and asleep, the process of translating matter into memory continued. Americans have an inexorable urge to be confessional, but they seldom speak confidentially, preferring to be overheard, even during their American dream, with tongues for streets. Chapter 21. Dreams don't understand. They're what's being understood. A commentator in the kitchen on television gives the official explanation that the reason there's no food in the stores is that people are eating too much. But the television is only a 3-inch square. Rice with horseradish and bread. We had bought some daffodils and had taped the petals erect. Following, Zena and I had felt slightly exposed, but as a child does out of bed. She had previously enraged a group of the enormous courtyard crows. A face they heard. No installments. We proposed a film called Neighbor. The man from the joint venture, Vidium, said he could pay a Soviet crew in chewing gum. Then we went to a party at Misha's, potatoes with mushrooms, 2 different cabbage salads, wine, vodka, and bread. A conversation and stages of anecdote. A granny with kielbasa, Zina, the poor dog with perfect eyes, and the crows. Chapter 22. We were shuffling with a man of one blue. The symmetry of Pribaltiskaya loomed, and the Gulf of Finland under Lenin's hand hung, shimmering. Humid, gray-green, beyond brooms. Gavronsky stood with his back to the gulf. On the street stood a deracinated nationalist with a butterfly bomb. A kid knowing that he knows, but not yet known as he is known. My brother, the cab driver told the colonel. I am suddenly oppressed. It is sky and the blue is yelping. Elegy. I couldn't dispute. There is no soap. There is no failure. It is not imperfect. Chapter 23. An elegy is continuous. It is slow and not alarmed. Like a colonel's vacation, it reroutes objects toward their common unexpected end. The end is temporary, but the people are so exhausted. But this is a novel in the literature of context, the culture of our place in places. Language put it here and us within it. When the colonel went back to the provinces, everyone came to his flat. More idiots, he said. And ordinary philologists might repeat that across the kitchen table. Zena said, put your microscope here, Vitya, and let's look at a drop of water or anything, I don't know what. This is like looking a dead man in the eye, said Dima. That's an ism, said Mitya. Chapter 24. Above the humid Gulf of Finland, blinded on a balcony, in the kitchen, Tanya was cooking to sounds of Soviet reggae. Sergei asked about nigger music. You mean, I said, black. And I see you're pink, he raged then. Yes. Is that your color? Maybe yellow, too? But disgust me. It's like chicken fat. He was pleased with that. Sergei says you're a racist, Mitya told me later. He heard you calling niggers black. Niggers? As Faulkner says, the literary word, respectful, yes. Meanwhile, Sveta lay on the sofa. St. Petersburg, she said in English. Tanya was eating butter. On the gulf lay a mist of azure, buzzing. The glare was casting, or the overcast was glare. Chapter 25. I can never regret a cognition, but it was of an incident. We were backstage at customs. Dove blue, badly stitched in an airport with nothing indicative, minerals and cosmetics, everything begrudged. All things are new pants. An elk ran by. By not naming names, I'd relinquished 25 jazz albums. Not soda pop caps, not rebus puzzles, not loopy strips. An apparatchik from agriculture came in. Alexander slipped his filchings aside. Blood of my blood and flesh of my flesh, I am a worker. I don't know how the hard currency found its way into the case for my eyeglasses. The general said he understood everything. There would be no further pants or costs taken from the colonel's pay. Perhaps his mind deserved a better time and place. Speaking angles in the living room from the sofa, a film showed the kid with the bomb. People floating in the winter light above the ice, on light. Chapter 26. I was asked to explain the phrase sex kitten and the term pussy. Gray sky, frost crushed on trees. The light lift in the Vyborg district, people floating past on ice, shown by incident. Writings blown from nationalists, they lack the syllables of spy. I fully supplied my own body's place in society, Arcady said. Not dust, not task, not statuesque. And love of poets, which has no efficacy, he asked. Language itself is partially love, but of another kind. Two crows rose out of a tiny park as if lifted by a swarm of other birds. I arranged myself in explication, slowly lifting my right arm, a pose, knowing that it can be allowed. It was absurd, but like thoughts around the edge of what needs to be understood. He deferred. He asked which women prefer. Chapter 27. Over the years, I have conspired, many plots resulting in no U.S.-Soviet anthologies. I've smelled the cabbage. To prepare the salad, you crush it in your hands. I've smelled the wet, the bed. A conspiratorial tone and leg and wool blanket. Lyosha was at the upright machine. Lenin had slept on her bed. So why have they been whispering, I asked in Ilya's ear. It's about paper, he said. We wonder how much paper a San Francisco St. Petersburg anthology would be allowed. Boris came in, made formal greetings, and sat down beside me on the edge of the bed. We have no hands for competition, he said, but for composition we have many heads. Outside the window, beside the Griboyedova Canal, a man was fishing for a carton of cigarettes, bobbing just beyond his butterfly net on a belt. We are cerebral. If he would just cross the bridge, he could reach them. Let's think of nature as distinct from industry, of romanticism in distance and wit. Such is our witticism, while on the far side of the canal a group of adolescent boys appeared and, hardly stopping, still shouting, they dropped some chunks of frozen concrete into the canal to make the waves which washed the carton back within reach of the man. Chapter 28. One guy sits beside a famous river, another guy digs an irrigation canal. Such is allegory and metaphor. It's a great packer, a chemical. So what then did you see and do of Leningrad? Can you answer my riddle? If you ask it. A child of my father, but not me. Who is it? A point of no return, a moment of denunciation. The colonel's wife picked up the kettle and added water to the tea. They don't know, and neither do I, she said. He took a butter bread. Of course, the brother of the cab driver. Chapter 29. An exhortation, and I've slept. I must be addressed. I'm one of the tools of my trade, but I beg myself not to offer any explanations. Stories, birds, the stores have a little bit of rice in them. The babies are left by their shoppers in the sun near the door. Everything else is real. Their face is very familiar, though they wear expressions I'd never have understood. We are hunters, not kidnappers, Emma said. And this could go on without me, every child becoming human, a guard, a mushroom hunter, a someone, slogging. A person puts a pillow to its mindfulness. More night. Chapter 30. It's somewhere to be hasty from, to await a meal. The meal never comes. There's a moisture on the wall which seals the wallpaper, so I'm gaping at the paintings there. Timor's, Africa's, Ostap's, from the interior of a bed. You cannot touch me on my papers. In such a language, so I said, the region sings under a stack, then the rustling or pluckle of rain. I'm preparing a translation of Xenia. Some old rags are greasily burning. Two children with a sled are playing silently on the neon yellow ice. There is something embarrassing about nature's power. It's part of nature's routine. Can one prepare for history? Chapter 31. We had taken pleasure in efficacy. Nature offers efficacy and devours pleasure. But it's trivial that I have to sleep beside an open window. Yet Zena, too. We prepared within a few minutes of each other. From the sofa we spoke of the written sentence, from the kitchen of prison, on which side of the guard is the word, and so forth. Alarming symbols are everywhere, and so the family is divided. Gavronsky is a wonder or a thug, and here we are, said Arkady, beside the moika, paddling to our throats in filthy blood. So we actually argued. I was furious that he didn't know my violence. He was enraged that I didn't admit his. We love to feed our pleasure to nature, I said. Chapter 32. I haven't been conscious of inadmissibility. It's like snow in the angles of ovals, and the question of the necessity of art isn't the subject of my novel. Necessity isn't more abstract than beauty, Anna said. It's all subjective. So, Papa, added Ostap, how could it be good in any way? Why not bad? No, no, said Gavronsky, maybe she's right and art is political. But I don't see how you can know which side of politics it's on. On application. Soviet painting to Soviet medicine. Fascination of the big thing, the fear of the hole in the yellow arm, the thing about, we have a deeply unpleasant sense of our animal nature. There are blue jaws moving over the bare white trees. We are keeping up with our manifestos, he said, but we always add our dismay. Chapter 33. Perhaps there's a foray of ghost before life. The devil appeared, Salek said, and told Salek that he can't fly. He flies. He's flying over the place where he will spend, or did spend, much of his childhood, and he wants to descend, but the quality of his flying is so strong that he can't leave the sky. Then he recognizes his mother. She's standing in the sunlight, and he lands all around the airport, naively blocking traffic, or such boys recruited from Uzbekistan. As merry as life's sky in which rise bullseyes, a loss of self with a high level of content. One day, Salek's mother tells him, go back to the hills to fly. On his way, Salek said, he met the devil again, and again the devil tells him he can't fly.
This time he's right. Selik can't fly. His shadow binds him to Uzbekistan. But when he's transparent, the devil says, Selik will fly again. Chapter 34. The wind would take care of it. You could see it was a street without a tongue. And I should leave my shoes by the door, but we went for cheese and then tapochki. The flush partially blinded, sharing space. The flush prevents the sweeping of a large society. The muffle could take forever. But what a coincidence it is with my objectivity to sleep. Poetry is compressed according to one scale and prose according to another. Victor said so, leaning. These matters are temporal. Sleepily, the whole skull a wet window. The film of droplets envelops solitude, laborious, ballooning, and practical. Chapter 35. The colonel's daughter was scraping circles on the trolley window in enormous frost. The Kabibeshnik asked us ice, endurance ice, but we weren't from Florida, and the colonel had requested and now insisted that his daughter stop. But amazed, we must excuse. The public morality is completely apart from the rampant inspection of frost, lifting frost, swirling ice of ashes and frost. Papa, why should saying that make me stop? Every day you ignore Mama, saying again, don't you piss in the kitchen sink tonight. Drifting tender frost, confusing crime and nationalism. The guy is shifting defender. Through the circle, she scraped something skeletal. It covered only the surface of something as banalities overlie. Chapter 36. At the next stop, the door fell off. I was to remember, but not to mind. But as not mine, whose paradise possessionless, a sky of particles transpires, disassembled with the vagueness of humility, but its disinterest bopping and pressing to the metallic foretaste of Leningrad's mineral water, proportions, memories, infinities, trolleys, all the forms of weariness that guide us, Dima said, through the otherness of tangibility. Through holes. There's no unconscious space in the mind, Victor said. I relaxed, was at peace. Life sufficed. It was an inactive comedy in his yellow Leningrad day, its mineral lifting. Chapter 37. The effective life of a bald man on a motorcycle bearing an accordion churns up the red soil and fans the sky. We escalated into the metro from there. A babushka was riding below, balancing a great new porcelain washtub, the solid egg on chicken legs. The hammer destroying the tablecloth, the transition, the table worsening, then the littlest chair. A cabbage must be milked, but the finger was clumsily nicked instead. I tried to hide it with a thumb. No touch now unless I touch. Empty heat in the hard currency store. A new abstraction, a new Rilke. We have had our resolution, dive, flight, and then rest. Ostap pointed toward a slab of frying spam and said, that organism is what we call fruit. Chapter 38. Some were the days confessed, for the unofficial show. Gavronsky departed from his overcoat and blushed, ears so sweet at the door, some whispered, sustained pedagogy. Then the painters left. They were wearing coats, but their chests were bare, to the architect's union on Gertsena, where the restaurant would be open. It is impossible to imagine a painter more different than his grandfather. Go back at once, a hoarse voice called. It was bored and not inclined to read. It was a summer consumed by a worm. Those are the Semitic cat's words, the hoarse anti-Semite voice called, memory called. Not pornographic, Gavronsky said, and not political. An architect passed the door with a platter of sturgeon and black mushrooms. Not painting, said Gavronsky. Worse. Chapter 39. Neither art nor life is opposite. Opposition is a stupid government in power to misunderstand. The grandmother prided herself on her ability to count backward as fast and as far as forward. Another woman, further up the stairs, thought perhaps she didn't understand something, but actually she didn't believe in something. She wants, she said, to prepare for a social reality, one that politics could predict, that kindness could guarantee. The vehement grandmother was preparing her place in it. What of the intolerable bathos of the colonel? The washtub slipped. Momentous shift. This was a crime in life, now substantiated by a crime in art. a nationalist was going by a guise, the same quivering, the washtub idle, lightened, sped, items rise, ripen, and must fall. The washtub overtook the colonel. Chapter 40. Siberia begins again, Demas said, 15 minutes from Leningrad. The conversations held in a range, pressed in descent, but with a terrible clatter and outbreaks of melancholy. Wistfully, Kolya had actually said, "Now we have freedom without oppression, but freedom with oppression had strength, and this freedom is almost dead." People are reciting Pushkin like hyenas again. Freedom, tea, and beatitude. Arkady's grandmother had run it over his body and then sucked out the egg. Thrown into the tub, the colonel descended the metro escalator like a child in winter, over melting and insufficient snow down a stony mountain hillside on a sled. "I knew what you name, I name what you saw." An adept in a lifetime at these mysteries fills itself with what's on just 15 of those pages. The old writer drops to the floor to sit on just one. We are tucked in loss. We are wrapped in greasy pages, in the porous snow of eyes. At the foot of the escalator from the porcelain washtub, the colonel turns as he rises. Chapter 41. Crows at the dog's eyes swinging her building. Such a person as a writer not only may but must appear. Solicitude had for several days now developed a theory, a polemic. I have not isolated the active element in my medium. My medium is meditation. Aesthetic impression swimming clockwise, the eyes and cheeks of hate, an angel's violent ways. An enormous force passes through. We want urgently to know of what changes. The gray of a fish. A drunk moaning on Nekrasova, embracing a lamppost, legs like wet pillars and clumsy felt boots, begging us to break open the lamppost and release him. Crazy. He has a monstrous fascination for a big thing, says a passerby who stops to ask us for a match. Is it an actual object of contemplation? The colonel has aimed. The old woman falls. Why not? The porcelain tub had crumpled his epaulets. An amazing tub. She must have hunted for days to find it. Chapter 42. Snow later, we came back by a back door into the Architects Union Cafe, and the snow progressed. If you count your money, you limit it. But reality is the matter mediated, sad, unchanged. The intermediate, out, see there, but when, where, no future, no past. I think Grisha is in a mafia. Absolutely, Ilya said. Not just the pastel green of an unclocked solitude. Snow to obtain the result of frost roses of shock. But a terrible scream burst in the room, and then an explosion. We would be scaled to the phenomenology of this violence. In 11 sounds, it was only Gavronsky who didn't hear the knife. Gavronsky with his mouth. Chapter 43. He saw something, he felt something. He loved, he saw pink snow, he smelled the enemy. Speech. Crows in a winter mimic. Our comments fall into different semantics by turns. They are philosophical, anecdotal, and intimate. Our experiences achieve pathos when they force us to acknowledge that the significances and meanings of things, things we've known, it would seem, forever, and certainly since early childhood, have changed. Or rather, when we are forced to absorb the memory of being utterly unable to catch or trace or name the moment of transition when one meaning changed to another, the moment of interruption in the course of our knowing such things. It was a kind of bed in the yellowish blood of Gavronsky. And now the sun is so bright on the street that it seems to shatter everything. The shops in the neighborhood are in splinters. Fragments of cars fly by. Arms and legs flail along the sidewalks. Shards of colored stucco catapult past my face. Blue rags flutter in my peripheral vision. My myopia has increased, and the wind blows my hair in my eyes. Poetry is violent. The meanings of words annihilate each other, Arkady said. In this sense, all the acts of the Marquis de Sade imitate writing. But women are not afraid. When we've lured a man, when we see him in the distance, we'll scatter, my dears. We'll bomb him with cherries. Chapter 44. It's not a Panzer tank, but the colonel's mistress, drinking and late in the kitchen. Faint. Using an infinitive to express necessity. Of necessity immobile, flickering insects, pressed. Writers work with small signs, so small they persist. But There's always some teacher lecturing endlessly from his collapsing podium with an infinite text. The main creative goal of the painter is to run away from this teacher. On Gertsina, where Gavronsky lay awkward, guys in boots were pretending to investigate. They continued to indulge in childish conceptualism, inventing folklore from crosswords and games. But Gavronsky grew fainter, scarcely seething the real operative police work with the air, and they discover there a lot of things. An observer and the scene observed in an egg. Across the street were Nabokov's windows. Then the ambulance arrived from the urgent ward. Chapter 45. All tender winds are foreseen tunes, Arcadia-adjusted smokes. You have a word for the clear ice that flows like a mirror after thaws on the window's glass. The yellow goes blue between clinging frost and oil. They are irritating coffee. They are spreading speed with nails. There is a third principle, said Borya, and it's compression. Poetry anticipates a love of thinking. Yes, but also mobility of experience. Untargeted experience. Katya had been on Gertsina, some complications of intention. But the attack on Gavronsky, no one could say yet if the nationalist had sought whom he stabbed. Katya called to say Gavronsky had muttered that, like Trotsky, he would die for 3 days. Chapter 46. I tipped my shoulder and it poured, the painter said. There was no rehearsal, only the big show. The shirt soaked its participants for many years to sustain in the exogamic culture. What have you in common? At home in the Spartan nudity. It's funny to call it cold, Arcady said. The incident resulted in a privileged titillation. Patience, elongation, exacerbated gratitude, and a desire to be a doctor. So there's a difference between masculine and feminine hedonism. For some, space is more nude than astonishment, and women's powers of resilience are prestigious. It's very competitive to be submissive. I accomplished several great submissions. Stripped. Chapter 47. The poem is protracted in evidence, with the poem's protection. Through a woods just beyond the housing block or from female faces showing stopping places. The poem's thing is printless, Arcady said, but I don't know so. The poem perturbed. Any idiot can implore a small part of the pantser deplored by the wife. I probed with my fork, all fish and bones, a stone in a great stretch of clothing. The neighbor on his narrow balcony was stroking his dog on a crust of snow. There is a kind of swamp above and below mosquitoes. The shadow of that mosquito is the cloud in 2 meters between sofa and stove dripping clothes. Persons feeding themselves in the steady sense, a sturdy kit from paradise. Chapter 48. In spite of appearances, those intervals denounced, namely futilities, the banners are down. The samovar stood on a tackle. In the hotel room, the television stood unplugged, too far on a table from the outlet to work, and the table so fragile that to move it would collapse it. It had been my humor to protect it. This we have in common. 1-inch squares of pasta, 1-hour tour of Pavlovsk, and people feeding ducks. Seductive winter weather germinated breadcrumbs in old men, women, children, fathers, kagabushniks, apparatchiks, tourists, viriats, nationalists, hooligans, Cossacks, and journalists to toss them, with every toss a tiny blast. Do we invite these ducks, or do we claim them? We offer ourselves in our untemporal motherhoods, in the old yellow neighborhood with the free enterprise garage for tire montage. Feeding the ducks constructs our absence. Hence, 1 meter squares of fabric for porous visual fields folded, tucked in pocket. Chapter 49. Listen to gunfire. What is it? A blow it was? Again, who was guilty? All empires have put my ego to slumber and thence to slaughter. Death is recited to laughter. A youth from the Crimea. He is lying on his back very relaxed when I ask. Yes, he says, I am so sweet, stabilized, with such solidarity. In Lvov, in the beer factory, there are drinking rats. And one rat lies on her back holding an egg in her paws against her stomach while another takes her by the tail and drags her away. Real winter over the couch, weather longing. In the bathroom, the spigot over the sink swinging pours into the tub. intent, purpose, and resource. The man, unperturbed, in the next room shot upward in the shower. The poor peltering subsides. Chapter 50. I said to myself that the fever was refunding. Universal women in a coupon economy. An American adds that Leningrad's a city of women. There's no exit to objectivity. But of course women know what they want. Their figure in a nose, a chair firmly set on the ground reserved. They have speakable satisfactions. Snows. Snow flies on their eyes. Their weight is rewarded. Their children seize it with trembling hands. They are fully capable of a bodily need. There is no call to demonstrate the experience. Chapter 51. It would be inexcusable to stop. There's a city of disintegrations. A pipe in Pushkin's house has popped. It sings. The water drops. A student shudders. Some fixed or heavy object strikes my stride. Some loose objective, its likes and dislikes. I started violently, but tenderly. Briefly, it pains in the light, wind and limb, true participants. But such a brilliant gulf with two men in high boots sweeping it, and in the distance the Swedish hotel, Mitya's flat, the old clock, Olya's desk, the dirty sheets, and Serioja singing in falsetto. Maybe it's impossible, dilemmas floating a regime, Lenin's finger at Finland, the revolution was not pedantic. Outside Arkady's thumb stands a small tattoo, a blue bamboo. Chapter 52. It's Armenian at all that someone has faith in your wealth, fear of telling in America for its money authority. No night falling, and a little girl was playing on Vasily Island between the switching rails where Mali Prospect meets Nalichnaya Street. Every night the ghosts become more numerous and violent. Their special interest is in altered states of consciousness and speech. The rails switched and seized one of her feet. There was a kernel across the metal. It's futile, he said later, to fight against your feet. The kernel was just crossing the street. A man at a window was thinking in his riding light, a life locked in that look. The kernel with the child. Behind her, a trolley turned the corner toward them, speeding in gray light. It was now almost night. The child and the colonel continued their fight. Chapter 53. At any second, one can refuse lack of feeling and find it thoughtless, constituent. This is an inevitable time of accumulation of calm. I was in the proximity of my own experience, and in itself untraceable. The usual, suspect in itself, blink of suspicion. But you must know why you are in Leningrad, said Vodanoy. In a metonym, it's not displacement, but relocation. In fact, on the same date we were doing both sleeping and waking, preoccupied with production, always provided with basic necessities, a person like itself, listening to the ringing of the other sides of streets. As a woman's baby, one napped by poppies in the Ukraine, repeating, dispersed, tired, the excitation of the same experience by two grammars. It's not impossible. Chapter 54. At 5, maybe a 42. The trolley, the colonel himself, the maneuver, his brain would run. All aspects of the army are to be represented, even a Jewish barber. There will be a bronze tree with places in the branches for 50 birds. Of course, a fragment of the Kremlin wall will be included. At the front of the monument will be many figures, some attacking, some kissing the red banner, some hammering, shoveling, everyone doing something. At the center is a great figure of a woman standing on a vast globe, the motherland. The fat snake of fascism has risen and bites her. In one hand, the right one, she has seized her shield. Her sword leans against a tree. Small men are hacking at the snake with knives. Shield in the right hand, she can't take her sword. In her left hand lies the pigeon of peace. The colonel has pulled off his overcoat and covered the child. So much have yet to be post-sentiments. You lose hypothesis, as Gavronsky said. The experience was all matrix, so it was impossible to distinguish ghosts from guests. It's strange work to search for regularities. In the next room was a goldfish swimming counterclockwise in a round glass bowl over the half-skull of a human. Something from which I should protect my child. Her name was Miria Rabodnaya. One dreams in retrospection. My dreams were a different Russia. The sound made at the front of the mouth. The blindness which is behind sight. The dog in the desert who met a man's eyes. Arkady pressed his tongue to the roof of his mouth. Clacked, and Zeno opened the window and looked down. We were clocked and came precisely as due. Chapter 56. The child was blinded by the greatcoat to die, not agent nor agency but instrument. The idea is to preserve from the sight of what serves the canal, but no potential. The bare statues in the summer garden boxed to spare them from the lifting frost. Behind closed windows, through open curtains, the neighbor was dancing with his collie on his hind legs. The old woman's husband hit the nail in her head. The toddler was lost in a communal flat by going to sleep in what he saw was a darker drawer. It was his dilemma to sleep. It was his dilemma to say he was paying for a pantser. Another colonel knew all along, such poetry isn't beauty, it's inquiry. We have any experience to deliberate in sex inquiry. At the door stood her legs and boots. Chapter 57. The mosquitoes were sleeping in the cellar for the winter. Inspiration in abeyance, no sense of mind. No sense of life size. Is sex the excess of subjectivity? Everything happens so frequently there's no sense in saying. So even in the enormous space of New York loft, you can instantly find your own glass, Gavronsky said. Gavronsky was explaining his theory of the tiny sign. Progress suspended, no condition to maintain. Persons find themselves increasingly small in this century, so that smaller and smaller things appear normal. If Leonardo were to paint La Gioconda today, he'd put her in a 3-inch square. A jiggling of all things 30 to 40 centimeters high, no more. Sex the excess of objectivity. It seemed to be cold, but it might have been wet. 0 degrees Celsius, no less. Chapter 58. Some possibilities take place on a plane, a process whose pace doesn't coincide with the comprehension's pace. I remember the instructions. To see is such deferred. Zeno was jarring the milky liquid for Ostep's priming. Such is our medicine, he said. Old people's skulls thicken. I am to interrupt myself tonight exactly 8 and propose a toast to our colleagues who at this moment are reading verses in Tambov, both Largess and Lozenge, to collide. The crow's voices in winter light like copper pliers, the reading in open word shutter, only slats, they faded into winter. Paints of any color, aspirin, artichoke, carts, and printer ribbon, dispersally at either end, 8 passed without interruption. Chapter 59. If you whistle a tune within a flat, its residents will never have cash. The collie was barking on the opposite balcony. It filled above the trees with its inexhaustible faculty of negation. It puts grammar to the hunt. Ducks swimming in the back, black backwash of the canal, and several women and children feeding them in the wind. It isn't the cold, scarcely 1 degree of frost, but the wind increases the sensation of it. The feeding of everyday life put to sex. I like such gaps, Arkady said. A neighborhood of rotting bricks housing an enterprise of brick. In the next neighborhood, a plant of plasticity and wind. Zena tightened my hood. The ground emitted an odor of tin. No clocks worked. From the central instability of volition, of willfulness, of intention, I had slept. I was not disappointed. Chapter 60. He was not a nationalist, Vasya said. The room was blue, the hue an indescribable grasp. It was not village prose and not a Siberian correction. Misha was moaning with hangover. There was honey on the dish and 3 spoons. They have made him write a trilogy and then they dispensed. There was humiliation in its typing. It was a great joke. Then what is prophecy but a logical violation, a sort of limerick but longer, a mechanic and more fortunate, a Soviet Faulkner, a Soviet Rilke. There were constant predicates and variable subjects. One smokes in a bog and eats leather. The other is trailing the sun in the street. Chapter 61. A ram has a job, interruptions, just leaping. Sleeping past the depression that reality divides. It's a sign to lead the other rams and sheep to slaughter. Perhaps the traveler should be obsequious, not the one who resides, sleeping between itself and not itself. The cousin to a Navy guy, just up for adoption. The corpses behind and the ram ahead. One day it takes a stand and refuses to do so. If there are no great opposites, there are no great parallels. In the film, Alyosha described the ram is condemned then, and itself is slaughtered. Another ram takes over the job and simply replaces it. There are many Bambis. Bambi is normal, a face so familiar, and one sees that it expresses something in life that we have seen on the face. Alone after work, things were happening to it. Chapter 62. If each day were a new person, would be incomprehensible. To misunderstand it was to be rejected, the person left out in its un-Soviet sensation. Many things left in observation. Reading a man we pretend is a man we've come to meet. We were admitted into the writers' union. Black mushrooms stuffed in sturgeon, radishes, vodka. The sturgeon rolled and sealed. The oak was very complicated. Masonic groves. The groves and plots and Jews. They were members of memory, and they have attacked the Jews. Jamal talked of race cars and wood carvings. I'd run far faster than any of the other white girls could do, or of confinement and submission. Something further had to be said about a cousin, a forger, in prison. Every man to his mafia, Theodore said, to America. Chapter 63, Goodbye, America, which I have never seen. I float forever in my paper boat, a paper flicker, no telephone. If there would be phone, there would be love. No taking distance. But there's only difference. Description of it is a form of waiting. But the time deteriorates. I remember how it was and what a fine memory of it was forming. Or that was the anticipation. Cold was imminent and my sense of it merely deferred. The climate was inexact and inert. With the person disappeared, the person's obsequiousness, the person now morose or immune, it's afloat in its intimations. Chapter 64. It takes days to give spring the appearance of pregnancy. Laid out under incense on unwashed ice, the belly absorbing increments of bed, this irritation changes life into a sequence of time lapses. Its father's witty, optimistic ellipse, its mother's witnessed as great as Lindbergh. One day, a completely by-the-way and non-obligatory sound occurs, a mumbling as of wasps or sheep. Sincere amazement. There are real holes in the wall, reflecting light so that they appear lemon ochre. In one, there are two men, in that rigid state of sociability wherein conditions common to the lives of both of them have militarized them momentarily. Americans. And they feel themselves, or some particle of themselves, to be a formidable force against the world, not denying reality, but on the contrary, facing it. And there is only reality. One is supporting an enormous domino, the double three, and the other supports his own arm and hand with his elbow resting on the red table beside the erect rectangle. I said that a fly had appeared in the operating room. It sat like a crystal of black salt on the bed. Chapter 65. A question occurred about opoyage, the so-called mathematical approach, empty scores, the satchel of Lydia Yakovleva on psychological prose. There's such impertinence in subjectivity. But what could one predict from the syntax of a desire to surpass the opposition between the me and you? It's a manifestation of life as a whole. Old-style trolleys passed through the Viborg, but taken in mist, they had disappeared. Jugs of muddy juice, half settled pulp, remained in plenitude, in web. Bourgeois lyricism is predictable, Papa, said Ostap. There'd be a necro-realist film called The Hydroelectric Leg. They very frequently had said names, Mitya Vitya, active repetitions. At dusk in the Viborg, the colonel, sweating under his fur hat, was making his way through the park on the darkening snow to the thawing path. Our colonel in sum total. Chapter 76. The ridiculous cemetery was full of birds. Shadows stood to the stone sun. Transcendence explains time no more than paint explains space. The speck, the curve, prediction. Prediction and its charity keep us dying. Prediction and its collage. Dostoevsky would have put it under glass inside a frame. Gogol would have marked it with a promise that reality will settle like frost. Don't trust yourself. I write for you and so forth. Form subjugates every experience. Thus a man lost his bag between the doors of the bus as the bus drove away when we ourselves had just jumped on it. Some looking back and some running forward. Someone leaned over two old women holding boxes and jerked up the window. Passengers passed the tattered bag. Someone pushed the bag out the window. The bus turned a corner. Potatoes and carrots spilled and the man appeared. The absurd occurrence could come between sons. Chapter 67. The father of my cousin had his mouth around the doorknob, the universe unframed, shoes removed at the door. We socked communicates without authorship of scene. Our language was divided into states of line, but such is a theater of hospitality. The hostess experiencing the pleasure of pleasure. The music is set in the red plastic player after rubbing some grease off one knob. The presence of a third person is critical, it being a description, taking the satisfaction of being greeted. The third and first persons exchanged images in the makeshift intimacy of the cluttered room. A painting of John Lennon was framed behind the glass front of Bunin, pursuing sequential moments in the thinking process. The human figure becomes increasingly abstract as it grows older. It is way, not hinge. Chapter 68. This person was a writer of notorious interruptions. I found a real pleasure in this patience, more than I took, and I felt how weak my unsettling legs were becoming, two legs synonymous in their vagueness. It was a real banquet table, nights in length, but I think in threes. Such emotion is never absent. A woman wants to slice onions and carrots near black, but in ribbons or in lozenges, blood on cabbage. In the pocket of the bag were some strands from Yalta. I described its vacationers, replications, perspiring players. Interruptions wouldn't constitute a parade. Too little time, so one regrets whatever one doesn't. Chapter 69. I had a theory of sleep and of prose and of sausage buried in forest. I kept them distinct. The 600 seconds had fallen silent. The television is a turtle, not a beetle, I said, in a shell with the gift of speech. The mere mood of our words was producing content. The sheer detail was required. Sheep. Sleep is an orientation. There's no need to distinguish a poem from prose. It will not let you be completely submerged in the drowsing of a great long distance. Arcady, said Vidya, writes his novel to eliminate illiteracy. He is frenzied by all this phenomenology. It makes him indignant. I don't agree, Arcady said. It has no cause. A great cobweb taken out of position. Chapter 70. A woman in feather in a landscape of squares. Gavronskaya had lounged in comic theater, useful works sought by science, past truckloads of frosted cabbage. A literary theater presents the spatial distributions of things, an agoraphobia that glitters, a canvas cut to torso, the toes sucked and nothing diminished. Since Glasnost, it was a personal press, and there were impressions of the attack on a strip of film made and mailed anonymously. It was no longer than the blade of a butterfly knife. This author, deeply disturbed by recent impulses, and so forth. The ruble is a poor metonym for Leningrad. The use of a word is no metonym for time. Gavronsky within his chest, bound from the hospital, eros, erosion, only bread, drinking in bed, each time in webs.